So tonight's shiur is Zecher Nishmas Rivka Baz Avram Shlomo. It's the mother of Dr. Horowitz. Shama should have an aliyah.
Your side tomorrow.
Your side is tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
Okay. So, I want to spend today, the last couple of weeks we've been doing, the last two, 3 weeks, we've discussed Abba Shaul and the Chachamim. A very important topic. And last week, we also discussed whether or not Yibum is a different category of Ishus or not, because that's part of the discussion of Abba Shaul and the Chachamim. Right? Part of the issue in Abba Shaul and the Chachamim is whether or not the once you're in the context of Yibum, the Ishus of Yibum, the Kinyan of Yibum, whether it just becomes a regular Ishus or it retains the status of a Chalos Yibum. Even though you need a get, and even though there's a heter matzu b'shaso, the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Tesmin Aleph, as we discussed last week, the Gemara thought that in the Mishnah earlier in Lamed Ches says kinsa, once he does a proper yibum and she becomes his wife, right? Harehi ishto lechol davar. She becomes his wife for all matters. Now the Gemara says that means two things. Number one, that there's a requirement of a get. In other words, there's a requirement of get, and number two, there's a heter of matzu b'shaso if there's no intervening marriage. And the Gemara says on Lamed Tesum and Aleph, aren't both of those things obvious? Any ishus requires a get. Any ishus has a heter of matzu b'shaso as long as there's no interim other relationship. So why do we need to be told that in the context of Yibum this is true? And the Gemara says, Soka Daita Chamina, I would have thought that this retains the status of Yibum, and therefore when the relationship is over, instead of ending it or terminating it with a get, you terminate it with a chalitza. Or, one might have thought, that when the relationship is over, so then there should be a return to the status of eshes ach, and therefore there should be no heter of maksu b'shaso, even if there's no intervening other marriage. Kamash below that both these things are not true. So what we were talking about last week, most of the time, was how do we understand this maskana? Is the Gemara saying that once you do Yibum properly, so then there's something called Ishus, not Yibum. Yibum is just a mechanism to generate Ishus in the case of Eshes Ach, right, when there are no children. But once you've accomplished that mission, that mitzvah, so then it integrates into Ishus of Kol Torah Kula. And that's what the Gemara is telling you is the Matskana. Or is the Gemara saying that, in fact, there is a get. And in fact, there is a heter of Matsu Grushaso. But not because the Shein Yavama is completely Paka, but simply because Ishus of Yibum also has certain overlapping characteristics with that of Ishus and Kol Torah Kula. But maybe there are other differences between the Yibum Ishus and regular Ishus. And that's what we were talking about. For example, do you need Eidei Kiyum? I want to get back to some of these topics later. Do you need Eidei Kiyum? You need Eidei Kiyum in regular Ishus. Do you need Eidei Kiyum when it comes to Yibum? Right? We talked about in terms of Abba Shaul, right? There's this Yerushalmi that says, according to Abba Shaul, that even once he's married to her, he still has to have the right kavana. Again, Abba Shaul's big chiddush is that Yibum requires the kavana of l'shem Yibum. You can't have the kavana of l'shem noy, l'shem osher, right? Not even l'shem ishus. So is that true only in creating the ishus of Yibum? Or is it true throughout the course of that marriage? Right, that's the Yerushalmi's discussion. And then we talked about other things, namely especially the concept of Hiknalo min hashamayim. Again, the Gemara uses the phrase Hiknalo min hashamayim in Masechet Yevamos on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph to explain why it is that the ksuva is paid from the brother's property, that's the deceased brother, and not from the property of the Yavam, who is presently the husband. Now he's the husband, why isn't his property Meshubad to the Ksuva? So the Gemara says, because Hiknalo min hashamayim. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rambam, as we tried to explain, expands that idea in a significant manner. The Rambam wants to explain why there's no requirement of Erusin before Yibum. So the Rambam says it's because of Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, Hiknalo Min HaShemayim. And he repeats that in Pirshim Mishnayis, and Perek Vav, Yachas Yibum, Perek Vav, Besachas Yivamo, sorry, Mishnah Aleph. And in the Tshuva, the Rambam basically says that if a woman made a condition with her husband, she said, I'm happy to marry you, but on one condition. That is that you don't take any other wives. And if you do, then there's going to be some severe ksuba penalties imposed upon you. And then what happens is that he's faced with a yibum situation. Right? All of a sudden, his brother dies, leaves no children, and he's facing yibum. He wants to do, the right thing. The right thing, according to the Rambam, certainly, who paskens against Abishol, is that yibum is kodem l'chalitza, so he prefers to do yibum rather than chalitza. And now he's the question is, he going to have to pay stiff penalties because of this condition with his wife or not? So the Rambam says, this is not regular ishus. This is yibum. It's a sug or min ishus acher. And again, he invokes the phrase, hiknalo min hashemayim. So we were trying to explain last week was that it's very possible that yibum is just in a different, it's not just that the mechanism which creates ishus in the context of yibum is different. That's certainly the case, right? The question is, once you have an ishus shel yibum, does it just become a typical ishus, or does it retain the special character of ishus shel yibum? And there are a lot of evidence back and forth when it comes to that question.
What is the situation
question
with the ksuba? In other words, the surviving brother divorces her after he takes her as the yibama. He divorces her.
You mean how will there ever be a ksuba? Yeah. Or dies.
Does she collect the ksuba because she's an almoner from the first brother?
No. If she's going to be misyavama, so she doesn't collect that ksuba. But then if either he divorces her, the yavam, or he dies, let's assume with children.
She collects from the estate of the first brother?
Of the first brother, as long as there is an estate of the first brother. If not, then...
Well, who yashin the estate of the first brother?
I'm sorry?
Who yashin the estate of the first brother? The children?
Well, no children. The brother.
There are no children. The brother.
Right, normally it would be him.
So
right, but the difference is in terms of nechasim mishubadim. How far does that go back? Does that go back only to the second marriage? Right? Or to even to the first marriage? That would be the issue. Because you might say, oh, that marriage is over. Now there's a new ksuba that begins only at the time of the yibum, in other words. And that would be a whole different story.
That property only comes into his possession at the time of yibum.
Right, so I'm saying if it's his obligation, so then if it's his obligation, then any shibudim can only begin at that point. If it's the obligation, if it's the old shibud of the first brother, right, then it goes back 20 years earlier or 10 years earlier, in terms of lekuchos and so on. So again, he can yarshin. Let's make a more straightforward example. Let's say there were nechasim mishubadim, and they were sold before the yibum, right? Are they still mishubad to the ksuba or not? Right. So they're clear, clear enough for me. And there are other issues as well. Let's give you one other example before I take down the question. The Michas Chinuch that doesn't address this frontally, but by implication, he has to be addressing it. The Mishnah says on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the beginning of the sixth parak, as we discussed many times, that Habal Yevimto, right, Beba Shogeg, Beba Mezid, Beba Ratzon, Beba Ones, right, whatever his state of mind, mostly whatever his state of mind is, with some exceptions that the Gemara has, then the Yibum is going to be effective. Okay. So we talked about whether or not that Mishnah works according to Abishol. Right, the Ramban contended that you can't paskin like Abishol, because Abishol says that you need kavana l'shem yibum, and not even l'shem ishus, or l'shem noy, or l'shem osher. Even those things are ma'akev. Certainly he's going to think that shogeg and mezid and ones, etc. is going to be ma'akev. That's Ramban's proof that we don't paskin like Abishol. Fine, we discussed all of that. Fine, good. But otherwise, it's an uncontested Mishnah, certainly for the Chachamim, according to many Rishonim, even for Abishol, it's an uncontested, accepted Mishnah. However, there's a very fascinating Minchas Chinuch the Michav Sinach in Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Tzadiches, which is Yibam, basically, says that even though the Mishnah says that without Kavanah the Yibam is Chal, right, if you don't pass him like Abishol, that shouldn't be a problem. But the question is, have you fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum if you hold mitzvos, tzrichos, kavanah? Right, you might say that the kinyan Yibum, and if you look very carefully at the language of the Mishnah says kina'ah. If you just look at it just for a second, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, right, the Mishnah says, Abol Yibimto, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezin, Bein B'Onis, Bein B'Ratzon. Right? These are the cases that we're talking about. Afilu who shogeg behimazito, who mazin, he shogeges, who onus, the ilo anusa, he anusa, but who lo onus, echana ma'ara, echana gomer. Sounds like, you know, it's very hard to mess up Yibum, right? Almost anything you do is going to work, almost. So what does the Mishnah say? Kana. Notice the Mishnah didn't say, you know, kien mitzvasa or something. It says kana. So the Michav Chinuch says, he doesn't make the diuk in the Mishnah, but he just says, I don't understand, how could, if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavanah, there's no proper kavanah, how could you fulfill the mitzvah? Now that wouldn't have bothered me, to be honest, very much as a question, because I would have said that, well, we have a rule, you know, I've quoted it many times, mis'aseik b'chalavim v'arayos ischayev shekein ne'eneh, but when it comes to a physical something which contains physical pleasure, or especially, according to some Rishonim, the way to say it is, something where the mechayiv is the physical pleasure, right? So the rules of nesasek, of inadvertent, unassociated actions, don't apply, right? Because the fact that you're nene is either the direct mechayiv, or it is at least a mitzari, especially if you think it's a mitzari. I mean, at least you can't say, oh, I didn't do it, it just happened. But you're the one who's benefiting. You're the one who is gaining the pleasure. Right. So I would have said, if you had asked me the question, you know what? Even if you hold mitzvos, tzrichos kavanah. Right? But shiny, chalav and barayas, which is the way that some people read the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, as we've discussed many times, and daf kaf ches. Well, the question is whether Lamaskana it's true. Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches, says that there might be a difference between Kafo Parsiim, or within Shloshim Yom now. Right? If some people, if the Parsiim force feed you matzah, that's one case. Or Tokea Lashir, blowing shofar by practicing, you know, when you're practicing for the musical notes. So the Gemara says, isn't Tokei Lashir and Kafal Parsiim, aren't they the same? They're both mitzvah shrichas kavana. So the Gemara says, no. Mao the same I might have said. Right, when it comes to shofar, right, it says, the Torah calls it zikron trua marachmana v'haleka. But when it comes to matzah, achol matzah marachmana v'ha'ika. So the way the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah explains it, right, and the Rama may have understood it differently, but the way the Rashi explains it is, what the Gemara really had in mind was mitzvos trichos kavana, but the exception is kafo parsiim because it's physical hanum, and it's misasik b'chalavim, chalavim is machalos asuros, and this is barai. So I wouldn't have been very bothered by the Michav Chinuch's question, you know, except all this to say that's what Havamina. I mean, in the Gemara, we don't accept Lamaskana. The Rambam seems to accept that Chiluk Lamaskana. Maybe not everybody does. Fine. But that's a Michav Chinuch's question. So what do you do with it? I mean, if you think it's a strong question, how could you say, if you hold the Tzrikas Kavana, how could you say that you're Mekai in the Mitzvah of Yibum? So the Michav Chinuch says, in Achanami, you're not Mekai in the Mitzvah of Yibum. Right? And I'm just adding the diuk, which is that the Mishnah never said you were Mekai in the Mitzvah of Yibum. The Mishnah only said, Kana. Oh. So if we left it right there, I would have said, interesting Michav Chinuch. Very interesting. I mean, it doesn't need my askama, but it is a very interesting Michav Chinuch. But, you know, if I were to ask it, and what do you do about the lost mitzvah, the lost opportunity in the mitzvah? What do you do about that? According to Michav Chinuch. So I would think. What do you mean, Neishah Sach?
Well, if he's not Mekayim the
mitzvah. Oh, okay, that's a good question. We'll get to that in a second. Very good. We'll get to that in a second. But before we even get to that, so the. I would have said, if you'd ask me, so, and what about the lost mitzvah opportunity? What do you do with that? I would say, no. You lost your opportunity. You did the kinyan. You don't have the mitzvah. But that's not what the Michas Chinuch says. Michas Chinuch says you don't have a mitzvah. Therefore, the next time that you have physical relations with this woman, your wife, kinyan, you have proper kabbana, and then you fulfill the mitzvah. And that's a little surprising.
Right, because if there is already a kinyan.
Because if there's already a kinyan, so she's already an ashesish. If you were to divorce her now, you'd require a get. Right? If you were to separate, to divorce her now, and then want to return her, it would be masir grushas of the heter. So if all that means that the shame, yavama, after the kinyan is paka, right, and all you have now is regular ishus, right? So then how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum? You know, it's Avar Zmano Batal Karbono, one would have thought. Now, the Michas Chinuch doesn't address this question. He just says what he says. Although there are other indications, you know, also in the Michas Chinuch, you know, in this direction. In other words, it seems that the Michas Chinuch is assuming that even with a kinyan gamor, even with a get, even with a heter masu grishaso, there's still a shame, ishus shel Yibum, not just issues generally, and that is indicated, as I say, by a whole slew of other shitas as well, ona, other things. Yeah.
How can you learn that the yibum, the issues and the dine get are normal minim if you start out with the hikmah of
Minashamayim,
but doesn't that presuppose certain consequences?
Not necessarily, because you could have said, again, I think that it does for some Rishonim, maybe. And again, I gave the example last week of the Tshuva Sarajva. I gave you a couple of examples, actually. The Ritva in Yavamos on Mem Dalet, Omen Aleph, I think I mentioned, says that the mitzvah of Ona is different in Yibum, in Isha Shal Yibum, than it is in regular Ishas. There is a mitzvah of Ona, right? But the quantity, let's say, and maybe the quality of mitzvah Ona differs. And he says, Shaharei Hiknalo Min HaShemayim. The Rashba, the Tshuva, says, there's no, against most Rishonim who talk about it explicitly, although I think there are a lot implicitly who agree with him, including the Rambam, that there's no requirement of Eide Kiyum, that's the presence of Eidim. Right, in Yibum, even though there is a regular Kiddushin, Shaharei Hiknalo Min HaShemayim. And we talked about the Rambam last, the Rambam and the Tshuva, about this Tanai, with the woman who said you can't marry somebody else. So I think according to that whole group, they're assuming that Hiknalo Min HaShemayim isn't just an explanation of an adjusted mechanism, right, how you implement this ishus. But how can it be an ishus which is, you know, bal korcha? How can it be an ishus without an erison? How can there be an ishus in the context of what seems like, that we're going to talk about more in a minute, ishus ach? So the answer to all those questions could be hiknalo min hashamayim. The mechanism here is different. That doesn't prove that the aftermath, the chalos, ishus, once created, is different. You might say, because there's an a continuity from the brother's marriage, and you're stepping into that, or because there's a din of Zika, and, you know, this is a din Torah, so that affects, you know, what will work, what won't work, l'kula, l'chumra. I mean, the rules of initiating this ishus, right, are more, that's part of the question, that's part of the sugya too. Meaning, how different are they? Right? What about Erikim? What about Das? What about, is the Bia of Yibum the same as the Bia of, you know, Aisha Nikzais, Begimel Draka, Bekesav, Bishtar, Ubibia? Is the same thing or not? Maybe physically even, is it the same thing? There's some question about that. And there's a lot to talk about in that. But one could still say, even as our two issues here, one is, there's one group of Rishonim who try to minimize as much as possible the discrepancies, even in initiating or generating the Ishus between Yibum and regular Ishus. They'll say, you know what, it's basically the same thing, but there's a Zika. Right, this is depends also on the Shakra of Tara. It's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin and Dalar Mendez. So the Gemara says, Kiddushe via minalam. Right? So the Gemara says, well, maybe you should learn it out from Yibum. After all, in Yibum, there's no Kesef and there's no Shtar. And yet, there's Kiddushe, there's Bia. So in regular Ishus, where there's also Kesef and there's also Shtar, Kol Shekain. So the Gemara says, Ma liyivama Shekain Zekuka via Medes. Not a Kal v'chomer, because there's a Zika in Yibum. They're tied together even before anything happens. In the case of a regular Ishus, he has no relationship with her privately. I'm not talking about whether they know each other, whether their families are connected. I mean, a legal relationship. There's no framework, right? And therefore, you know, it's just two people, two free agents. But in the case of Yibum, there's Zika. She's tied to him. She can't marry anybody she wants. She needs either Chalitza or Yibum. So when the Gemara says that, so the Gemara says, Shekein Zekuka B'Yomedes. Now, at the end of the day, the Gemara concludes that there is something called Kiddushei Bia, Aisha Nikris B'Gibel Drachim. So the question is, L'maskana, right? We paper over these differences, right? Or they turn out not to have been important, or even if they are important, they're adjustments. They tweak a little here, a little there, quantitative tweaking, right, about what it is it takes. What does it take to initiate the issues? Or, in the end of the day, is Kiddushe Bia of a regular issues and the Yibum two different categories, very different from each other? That's part of the topic here. There's a very famous Marik, the Tshuva of the Marik, where he says, Al Acharonim picked up on it. He says, you know what? The actual the kinyan of Yibum, the Yibma, B.S. Yibum, is the third component in that Mishnah in Kiddushin. There's no Kesef, there's no Shtar, but it is Kiddushin Bia. Reb Chaim in the stencils, you know, in the Kiddushin Gracha Lashas, has a little piece in which he pretty much concludes that you know, that these things aren't even comparable to each other. Just to give you two opposite perspectives. But that debate is within the question of the mechanism. Like, what does it take to generate an Ishus? What does it take to generate a Yibum? A giant step beyond that is the next question, and that is, and once you have generated the Yibum, and the Gemara is telling you, notwithstanding the Havamina, that you need a get, and the Gemara is telling you there's a heter of Matsu Grishaso. Right? So now the question is the Ishus an Ishus Shal Yivum? Or now at least it becomes an Ishus Shal Kalatara Kula, despite the beginnings and the challenges. So there, to say that Hikvin Alomina Shamayim has to mean that it's a different Chalos Ishus, I don't think you have to conclude that way. You might. We gave some examples of it. But for sure you don't have to. But that's pretty much what we're trying to say. Okay.
What happens with the ksuva that she collected?
The ksuva that?
In a regular case, Master Grushoso. She collected the ksuva when she was divorced.
Right.
And now he's Master Grushoso. She keeps the ksuva.
I think so. I mean...
It should be it's a new condition.
I'm not just saying that. Does she have to
give it's a new condition. That's right.
Yeah. So she collects, right?
So does she have to give it back, or she
doesn't? No. The only we do find some what we call there is some lapsing back in Matsu Grushoso, but we really find it in other things in terms of you know, the Simcha, they marvin Simcha the Simcha, in terms of the Birchas Nisuin. There might be some other things, but no, not I take on. Okay, so that's what we've been up to. So what I want to explain, what I want to analyze a little further now, is some issues of one of the things that we saw is that there's a debate among the Rishonim and then later the Achronim in analyzing Av Shalom Chachamim whether or not the Isur of Eishes Ach is Hutra or Dekuya. It was, as we noted from the very beginning of the year, that's a major, major theme and major topic. So I just want to go through a little bit more, just a couple of makoros, just to show you a few other ways where this comes up. And then, what I really want to highlight is that this seems to be a fundamental debate mostly between, with some exceptions, the Balei Tosas and the Ramban and the school of the Ramban. And then after that, to move to the Gemara of Yud Amud Beis, which talks also another case like this. I think we read it a little bit previously. The case of what happens after Chalitz or after Yibuk. If there are multiple brothers and or multiple brothers and multiple wives. That's what happens in a case where one brother did chalitza to one of the wives, right? What impact does that have on a relationship that the other brothers would have either with that wife, right, or one of the rivals, one of the tzaros? Everybody understand with me? Let's just say you have three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Right? And let's say you have, let's say Reuben had three wives. Right? Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel. Right? So if Reuben dies, and he leaves these three wives, and Shimon does chalitza with Sarah. Okay, so what happens after the chalitza? What is the relationship, both with Shimon and with the other brothers? And between Shimon and the other brothers, and Rachel and Leah. Or Rivka and Rachel, sorry. There was no Leah, right? Okay, anyways. Everybody understand? But that's the Gemara of Yudam and Beis. I want to get to that as well. Before we get to that, I just want to try to highlight a little bit further that the general question of Eishes Ach is really a question throughout the Masechta. That's another example of it. We had it in Abishol, we had it in other things. I just want to highlight a little bit that the Bali Tosis and Ramban debate this issue. Okay. Where do we see the Bali Tosis? Already in the very beginning of the Masechta we saw this Tosis, but I want to add something to it. That's Tosis on Gimel Amud Beis. Tosis on Gimel Amud Beis asks the following question. Right? The Gemara here brings the idea that Ase Dokolosa say the Ein Ase Dokolosa say Sheikh Bokares, talked about this a lot. Right? And Ase can override a lav, but it can't override a lav Sheikh Bokares. So Tosa says on the bottom Tosas on the Gimel day, Sim Tomar, Amai Leopinan de Lidchi. May I say the Yibum the Dachi Losa say the Kares the Eishes Ach? Why not say that the Asay is Dachi Losa say Sheish Bokares in Kol Torah Kula, and we should learn that Yibum from Yibum, which is Dachi Eishes Ach. After all, Eishes Ach is Sheish Bokares. So you see, Asay is Dachi Losa say Sheish Bokares. So in the end, if you skip a little bit on Dalet to Dalet Amud Aleph, go down to the last of the wider lines in Tosis, on that first Tosis still. In other words, go down four lines. The Omari, everybody have that? The Omari, to be Eishes Ach lo Matzi l'melech bi'alma de litchi ase lo sase sheyesh bakaris. Ase docha lo sase sheyesh bakaris cannot be derived from Yibum overriding Eishes Ach. Now we have to be careful here. What we're interested in figuring out is why not? Because it has nothing to do with Ase Docha Lo Sase, and therefore nothing to do with Ase Docha Lo Sase Sheish Bokares, and it's a din b'fnei atzmo that the Iser of Eishes Ach was never said under these conditions, namely Hutra. Or is it because really the Havam, you know, which was that this is Nidin Ase Docha Lo Sase, is correct? But the idea that universally Ase would be Docha Lo Sase Sheish Bokares is not correct, because this is adjusted Dechuya. Adjusted in what way? Adjusted because there's no choice. The institution of Yibum demands the violation of Eishes Ach. So that's not going to be a good model or a good precedent to prove that Ase will be Docha Lo Sase Sheish Bokares in a situation where the encounter is coincidental and not institutional. That's where you have an institutional, unavoidable, right, definitional clash. So then you might say, you know, Yesh Bokares, Ein Bokares. It doesn't matter. The Torah said that this is the institution, this is how it works. but that's not going to be a model, right, for a situation where the clash is not inevitable, even if it's inevitable in this case, but it's not institutionally inevitable. So we just were interested to see what does Tosfos answer. Okay, I already set it up. The Omari, this cannot be a general model. The shiny Eishasach is different. The mitzvaso bekach, because that's a mitzvah. The yesher binyan acher lekayim mitzvos yibum, and there's no other way to fulfill this mitzvah. The lokein bitalta mitzvos yibum. However, about the kilayim betzitzes, yalfin and shapra bialma, but kilayim betzitzes is where the Gemara, right, proves ase doche lo sase, right? Ebo kares, but in that case, but ase doche lo sase, the ilo mekayim mitzvah, tchelos betishtim, mekayemes betzemer. The problem of kilayim and tzitzes is only if you wear a beged, right, of tishtim. But if you wear a beged of tzemer, there's no inevitable kilayim, and therefore afilohachi dachi. And yet, despite the fact that it's not an institutional right clash, nonetheless asay dochalos. I'll say so that can be a good model for kol haTorah kula. Okay, the chen begila kasara the mitzora and so on. Oh, excellent, good. So again, this is one of those collusion things. They're going to accuse us again, you know. So turn to the Heyamud base for a minute. So before we get to Heyamud base, it sound the language of Tosfos is not 1,000% clear, right? Because really, you could read Tosfos in either way. If you emphasize the words, right, dibitz vaso bekach, you might just say that sounds like ase docholos ase. But, you know, it's an inherent mitzvah of bekach, imkein bitalta, fine. But if you want to emphasize that e'efshar b'lav hachi, you might say, you know what, that proves that kahai gavna, lo tiknu, maybe that means sutra, we're not 100% sure, although the language does seem to be in, the, you know, if you had to, by instinct, you know, speculate, I think we would mostly interpret that what Tosfos is saying is dechuya. That Tosfos isn't saying 180 degrees turn. We originally thought this is ase dochalos ase, and therefore it can teach us ase dochalos ase afilu shiyesh bakares kamash melon. It's not ase dochalos ase at all. It's hutra. It has nothing to do with that topic. Right? It doesn't sound like that in Tosfos. It sounds like, you know, the yisod, the habana, the havamina was correct, namely that the way that yibum works vis-a-vis eshesach is aseh docholos aseh. However, right, it has to be an adjustment here because it's a necessary dechuya as opposed to a coincidental dechuya. Oh. But if you need further proof, the further proof comes from Tosfos on Hey Amud Beis. Tosfos Hey Amud Beis, as we'll see in a moment, makes reference to what he wrote on Gimel Amud Beis Dalet Amud Aleph. Uses the same phrase mitzvaso bekach, and here Tosfos is actually talking about big day kahuna bekilayim and comparing it to kilayim betzitzes. So it's even clearer. Look at the Tosfos Tirmasko kula mishaknes nafka, and the Achronim, many of them put together these two Tosfos, and it's not my, by no means my discovery at all. Look, go down four lines. You see the wide lines? Kula shaknes nafka, that's a Tosfos. Go down four lines, right after the quote of Nazir, Nunchas Amud Aleph, Visham, Vimtoma. Heche yalfinun bi'alma mehacha. Right? How can you derive ase doche los ase from kilayim betzitzes? That's the question. After all, shiny kilayim, dehutru mechlolo etzel, bigde kuna, exactly what you asked. Why not say that we see from Big Day Kahuna, right, which is not midin ase doche lo sase, we see that kilayim is hutru mechlolo. Right, there are certain situations where kilayim just doesn't apply. The omari, same ri, the hasam nami Mishum da'asi ase the big day kahuna, the dachi lav the kilayim, the aim zahuter mechlolo. Tosa says, it's not correct to think that kilayim the big day kahuna is hutra. It's also dechuya, and it's midin ase dochalos ase humiyu. However, ilav kilayim mi big day kahuna. Lo have ilav kilayim mi big day kahuna lo have a matzil lemelef bi alma mishum de mitzvaso bekach who be inyan acher iafshir lekayim mitzvaso kemo shapirashti leel de lo yalfinan me eishes ach. So notice the same language, the reference back. What's he saying? He says basically that what that big day kahuna is dechuya, not hutra. However, he says, I wouldn't have known the din. So if that's true, why do we derive the din of Aseh D'Chalos Aseh from Kilayim B'Tzitzis? Why don't we derive it from Kilayim, the Big Day Kahuna? So Tos says, no, that wouldn't have been a good paradigm. Because Mitzvot Zobekach, Big Day Kahuna can only be B'Kilayim, right? So it's an institutional rather than a coincidental clash, and consequently, it cannot be a paradigm for other Aseh D'Chalos Aseh, even though Tosis is saying that it is Midin Aseh D'Chalos Aseh. That's exactly what Tosis just said. Don't think it's Hutra Mechalalo, namely it's Hutra, it's Dechuya. Not everybody agrees, by the way, not everybody agrees at all. But what Tosis is saying, Tosis here basically says that Kilayim the Bidei Kuna is dechuya. However, there's a difference between an institutional dechuya and a coincidental dechuya, and he compares it back to Eishes Ach, Yibum. So we see from here that Tosis is of the opinion that Yibum and Eishes Ach, exactly like our instinct, is a din in dechuya. That's how the Achronim understood this as well. This should be contrasted sharply with the formulation of the Ramban all over the place, but particularly in Torah Sa'adam. I'm sorry?
Alphos was to take the harder way out. Because we've seen Hutra would be very...
In evil, you mean?
In Big Day Kahuna.
I think, honestly, I think the Havamina of the Gemara and the Gibel of the Beis, the Gemara originally was basically saying, you know, why don't you just apply the din of Aseh D'Chalos Aseh here? So instead of saying that the Gemara did 180 degrees turn in the end, Tosis is assuming that that's the whole sugya. Now, the other side of the coin, we talked about, you know, Yibum and Eishes Ach, B'dibur Echad Nemru. We talked about the Mechilta in Yisro and the Sifrei in Kipetze, right? Now, per se, that points to Hutra, not to Dekuya. However, you should be aware that Rav Nissim Gaon, on the side of the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, and the Kuf Lamed Gimel or Kuf Lamed Dalet, there is a Sugya of Aseh D'Chalos Aseh. He applies the din of B'dibur Echad Nemar to all cases of Aseh D'Chalos Aseh. Not Kipshuta. Most Rishonim don't think that's correct. So for him, we take a little bit of a sting out of the significance of that formulation. Okay. But even more sharply, the of Hutra, we have the formulation of the Ramban. This is very well known. The Ramban of Torah Sa'adam. Now, Torah Sa'adam, as you know, is the Ramban wrote several compositions, right, where you can really see the power of the Ramban, and you can see the power of Ramban anytime. But the, you know, Inyane Avelos and Bikacholim, so that's called Torah Sa'adam. We've quoted it before. So, in the context of discussing Tumas Krovim Lekohen and Tumas Krovim Lenazir, right, a Nazir normally is prohibited to be Metamil Meisim, but if it's one of the Zayin Krovim, then he's obligated to do so. Is that Hutra or Dechuya? So as you can probably anticipate, two is a Machlokas. So the Ramban here, if you have it on set 7, the first piece, says Bram Niran Dibre Rashi Shekasav Umituma Gufa Shehut Velekoin Ulanazir Letame Meis Mitzvah Delav Sheval Taisahu Haynu Tama Delo Gamrinan Tahasa Lav Kvoda Brios Dachias Losasei Today To Mikara Kishenichtav Losasei The Tuma Lo Almeis Mitzvah Nichtav Kishem Shelo Nichtav Ala Krovim Bekoin Hedyot. Rashi writes that when it comes to Tumas Krovim and Tumas Meis Mitzvah, one could have been Mechalek, by the way, in either direction, but that's not for now. When it comes to these Heter, Tumah, Meis Mitzvah, and Krovim, Rashi writes, it's not Midin Dechuya, it's not the Kovod HaMeis or Kovod HaBrios, this Doche, the Iser Tumah. Rather, it's an inner limit in the Iser. The Iser was never said, B'makom Krovim or B'makom Meis Mitzvah. Aval, this to be contrasted with other places where Kovod HaBrios is Doche, rather than reflects an inner limit. For example, Aval HaShavas HaVeda, who Pesach L'chol Yisrael, Namru, Beitzel Kovod HaBrios, Nitnu Litchos Ad Kan Dvarav. Right? Okay. Pirshul Perusho, says Ramban. Let's elaborate this a little more. The Lav, the Kohen, Kivin Deleisa Ela Lav Delo Yitame, Umapik Minei Meis Mitzvah, Haleisa Lav, Ela B'Shar Meisim. Right, lo yitame el lemeis mitzvah o lekrovim. Ukai gav the lav dichui hu, says the Ramban. Don't think that this is a dichui. The chad shmahu v'lo mekayim hay el b'da'avar al hay ain't kvuras meis mitzvah below tumah liola. If you have an institution called meis mitzvah, right, and that applies to a kohen and to a nazir, then it can only mean that you are obligated to violate Tumah. Therefore, it is a institutional rather than a coincidental clash. But for the Bali tells us the institutional versus the coincidental clash are Shiurim and Dechuya, right? A Dechuya with even with Kares. For the Ramban, that is Gufa that draw the line between Hutra and Dechuya. That's what's so powerful about the Ramban. Aval say the Pesach inami sadin betzitzis, again tzitzis is a great example again. Kivin to ase the Pesach v'lav the kelayim mishar mitzvosu. It's a coincidental clash. Ki ase ase the base mitzvah ude tzitzis v'dochiluhu kai gavim mikra dichui that you gufay umatzi lemevet mitzvah the Pesach betzitzis ki lo avra alayu klum hilkach yavra alayu v'lav inami basay mitzvah the dachile. In these other cases, it's ase doche. But then he adds, this is our point, the Danya Hamilsa Lahid Milsa the Masechet Yevamos. All this compares is comparable to what we find in Yevamos. And Ase is not Dochalav Sheish Bokares. The Yevamo Ha'atsura Lav Isur Erva Eino Olibum. Therefore, if you have a case of Chiyuv Yibum, the Makom, one of the 15 arayos of the Mishnah, not Eshesach, meaning Achos Isha, Chamiv, Bito, etc. Since Ein Ase Doche, Los Ase, Sheyeshbo Kares, right? Therefore it doesn't work. Says Ramban. Vehi Gufa, Mitzvah Yibum, Los Ase Shokaresu. Aye, but isn't Yibum always trampling on an Iser Kares, namely Eshesach? Ella, rather, what must you say? Asay diva melegabe lav the eshesach lo mikri dichui nolese elamahachi. Because it's an institutional clash, it's a hutra and not a dechuya. Now that's not what Tosa said. Tosa said it's ase dokalos ase, but since it's institutional, it's even going to work the makom kares. Rabban saying, since it's institutional, it's not Aser Dechalos Aser. It has nothing to do with Aser Dechalos Aser. It's a whole different din. It's the din of Hutra. The Erbas, Esha Sachicha, Lo Segaleh, Ele B'makom Shein Banim Le'ibo. Ele B'makom Sheish Banim. Yeah. The Leisei Lekares, Velo Lelab B'hachi, Ha'olam Atzim Yabim, Ele B'hachi. It's not that it's permissible to violate it or to override. The point isn't just that you don't get a punishment. The point is you didn't violate any there's no ma'isa aveira at all, because it's hutra. Malkanam in the Gabi Shabbos, Ashkechan Avoda the Dachya Shabbos. You bring korbanos on Shabbos. The Lugavi to my heart and the Hatsiyas the Dachalos and Sheish Bakares. You don't derive from there that Asa is Dachalos and Sheish Bakares. Now the Bali Tosis might say, either they'll agree that one's hutra, they'll say, yeah, that's because whenever there's an institutional clash, the Asa Dachalos say applies in Sheish Bakares. But the Ramban says it's hutra. Bishun the dabar shari b'chal b'yatzam and aklalu the leisei l'lam b'hachi b'hachinam l'inyan koin god of a nazir leik and the migmar minah dekabed abrios lidchilos asay dekelayim with the shari mitzvah. It's rather it's an inner limit. There is no isur tuma under these circumstances. That's the Ramban. Now this perspective of the Ramban impacted on all the chachmei svara practically. And their normal, the norm in Chachmei Sfarad is that Yibum is Utra. Whereas the norm in Tosis, I'm not saying there aren't some exceptions or difficulties, is that we're dealing with the Kuya. Rashi also has some conflicting evidence, but mostly seems to be operating with a kind of Dekuya. There's a very famous Rashi later on. If you look at Rashi on Nun Beis Amar Aleph,
what is the issue with Pesach?
The person has to, in order to accomplish the mitzvah say of Pesach, he has to be metamei lemeis, or he has to. So those are dekuyas. That's the contract. So the Rashi here is trying to explain. That. Dibra Maskel Nasa La Kesef Al Shava Kesef Nun Bei Samar Aleph 52a Nun Bei Samar Aleph. Rashi is trying to explain the din. We know there's a debate between Bei Shammai and Bei Silla, very very critical debate between Bei Shammai and Bei Silla. Bei Shammai with the opinion that there is Maimar, that the din of Maimar is the din Doraisa. What is Maimar? If you're Mekadesh Yavama with Kesef or with Shtar. The position of Beis Shammai is that that would be, at least on a Kenyan level, there's a debate. The Ramban, actually, if you look at the last, see, on the line 40 to 41, the Ramban and the Yavam Eschav Tetzlan Beis says very clearly, Od l'pi daite afilu Beis Shammai ki mitzvah the yibam leisa elu b'biya afagav the kani the maimar. Right, so there's some debate, maybe between Ramban and Tosis, or different views in Tosis, whether or not Beis Shammai's view that Maimar, Kesef and Shtar, work in Yibum, is the equivalent of Bia, or it just means Kinyan, but it's a case of Kinyan B'li Mitzvah. Like I mentioned about the Minchas Kina before. There are a bunch of cases like that. Can you separate the Kinyan from the Mitzvah part, or are they always go together? Can you separate in both directions? That's a big issue. Okay. We don't paskel like Beis Shiloh, Beis Shammai, we paskel like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that Maimar is a requirement Drabanan, but not Minatorah. It doesn't work in Doraisa, you don't need a Doraisa. So Rashi is trying to explain, the very famous Rashi, why don't Kesef and Shtar work in Yibum? Why is Maimar, according to Beis Hillel, ineffective? Rashi says, Nasala Kesef HaShava Kesef, but Amala Iskachili the Maimar Yavamin. He gave her Kesef and Shtar. Midrabanan, we do this. By the way, we, even according to Beis Hillel, Midrabanan, Rashi, the Rambam calls it Midivrei Sofrim, in Tari Beis Hillel, Siba Malacha Aleph. Right? We do insist on a Kesef and Shtar, but that's only on a Drabanan level. Why not Doraisa? Amal is Gadshi Maimar Yavamin. The Afagav, the Yoivla Midi, gives her something. Lav Kiddushin Gemurim Hem Kiddushin Torah. Shaharei, says Rashi, Ein Kiddushin Tosin De Eishasach. Because she's an Eishasach. Right? Atorlo Iti Rasalo, right? Liosos Ki Isha Nochris Elikaseder HaMitzvah Ubiu De Kosra Rachmana. So this is a Yibum candidate. This is somebody where there is Zika. Now the Sefer HaChinuch and the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Avnei Miluim also quotes this. They have different explanation. They just say simply, listen, Kesef and Shtar don't work in Yibum. You don't have to say because of Eish HaSach. There's no Eish HaSach. But there's no effectiveness of Kesef and Shtar either. It's a different kind of deal, like we said before. At least on the initiation level, it's a different method of creating Ishus, maybe even on the Kalos level. You don't need to say, but Rashi says much more than that. Rashi says, she's an Ishus Ish, and therefore the only if you do perfectly Yibum, right, can you, the reason that there's no Kesef and Shtar is because it's Chayvei Krisus. Kedushin isn't Tofes. But she's Mizukekes. This is an Aishas, Easter of Aishas Ach, or Shame Aishas Ach. Right? That's an important Rashi. Anyways, fascinating. The Ritva in Hamad Beis, when he talks about this problem that Tosus raised on Gimel of Beis, the Dalet of Aleph, and Hamad Beis, namely, how come we don't learn from Aishas Ach and Yibum to call Torah Kula that Ase do Kalos Ase Shesh Makaris? Right? So instead of giving the answer that Tosus gives, the Ritva almost quotes the language, or quotes part of the language of the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, and says, because Yibum and Eish HaSach has nothing to do with the topic of Ase Docha Lo Sase, it's Utra. What does that do with Ase Docha Lo Sase? There's no Ase Docha Lo Sase Sheish Bakares, even in Yibum. Right, nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with Asido Chalos Asai. That's the Ritva's answer. So these perspectives also impact on the following really interesting questions. I'll just mention two or three now, and we'll see more.
When a coin is what makes fruits around.
When a coin is what?
When he's
Mitame in the Meis Mitzvah or Lekrog.
Mitame, isn't he?
He's Tame, sure.
Yeah.
But there's no Isser.
No Isser.
Right. No, Hutra doesn't mean that there's no Tumma. Hutra means that there's no Isser.
No Isser. I always thought that Hebrew had more within the Mesuyan than the Kedushin.
It does.
So, but we seem to make connections over here with Kedushin all the time.
No. Rashi was trying to explain that according to Beis Hillel says that Mimer doesn't work Minat Torah.
Right.
Mimer is Kesef and Shtar. That's pattern after Kedushin.
That's Kedushin.
Yeah. So one explanation could be because those are Kedushin dinim, and this is more like a Nesuin. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Rajba and the Chinuch. Maybe that's what they mean. They just say, listen, Kesef and Shtar, Kedushin doesn't work in Yibum. Right? Rashi was giving a different explanation. Rashi here was explaining that it's because it's Eish HaSach. Maybe Rashi was not trying to explain that Yibum should have been Midin Erusin or the equivalent. Maybe he was trying to say, how come Erusin as a alternative doesn't exist in Yibum? So forget about the Yibum. Just do Erusin. The answer is because she's Eish HaSach. That might be another way to look at Rashi. Yeah.
This issue would be Dekahuna?
Yeah.
So Mishael Chachman says in Pikudei, the reason why he says Kashir Siva Shilat Moshe 18 times and not in Vayakel,
yeah,
is because every big Dekahuna involves Shabbos. So for every Heter to do that, we need a Kashir
Siva Shilat Moshe.
Nice.
That sounds more like a Vitachuya part here, but interesting.
Doesn't Rashi seem a little bit like an echo of Abba Shalom?
I'm sorry?
Does Rashi seem like an echo of Abba Shalom? You're skating along the edge of Eish
HaSach. Yeah, if you think that's what Abba Shalom is.
Right.
I mean, Abba Shalom according to the Tshuva Sarambam, as I thought. Yeah. Okay, so look at Tosus Chesom Beis. Tosus Chesom Beis has an amazing Chesom Beis. This is an amazing Tosus, you'll see. It could be we've read it already, earlier in the year. I don't remember. The Yibma. I'm sorry. Melamed Shemagarsha Beget Umachzira. This Gemara echoes the Gemara on Lamed Tesa we were talking about. Namely, the Gemara that says, this is the same Gemara. Just repeats it as a shorter version earlier, that once you do Yibum, the Kiddushin is Chal, the Ishus is Chal, And from then on, in order to terminate that ishus, you need a get, and there's also a heter of machzor grushaso if there's no intervening ishus. Right? That's the Gemara. That's the headline. Melamed shemagarsha beget. Right? In Yibam, there's a gerushin beget. Who machzira? Okay. So then Tosa says the perikacholets later on lametes. That's how we saw it. Amina the itzrich. You need to tell us this. The Soka Daitach, I would have thought, Mitzvah the Rami Rachman Alei, of the Hashta Tekum Alei Be'isr Eishasach. Then he did the Mitzvah Sibul, and that's over with, because that ended up, terminated. So now, Eishasach should be returned, and therefore there should be no Heter, Maksu Grishasa. Fine, that's the Gemara. So Tosa says, V'tema, the mashma de la bia shnia lo tzorich kra lahatir. Right? V'amai v'am mitzvah de rom rachman alei d'avda mi bia rishona. The bia shnia lo dach yakai v'labin k'dom in perik sheni. Tosa says, listen, and the context is very important because it shows we were learning it correctly. Right? You see from the Gemara is saying, we would have thought that Eish HaSach would be very frontal, very much part of the competition. Right? Pressure and counter-pressure, looking for an edge. That's why we thought that there'd be no heter of Masu Grushaso in Yibum. Right? Kamash Malan, Xeris HaKasuv, Lekocha Lola Isha, that it's not true. So Tosa says, so why don't we also need Xeris HaKasuv, or why didn't we need Xeris HaKasuv to teach you that in Yibum is a heter of Bia Shnia? But he can continue to live with her after the first connection between them. After all, how do we know that Bia Rishona has a special yichus in terms of mitzvah sibum? Because Chai de Lavin, right, minat Torah, that's the Gemara Daf Chav, Amud Aleph and Chav Amud Beis, that Chai de Lavin, minat Torah, there should be a heter only of Bia Rishona. Why? Because of Asei, what do we see? That the Asei only applies to Bia Rishona. But if the Gemara really thought that Eish HaSach is looming, that Eish HaSach is part of the equation, then we should never have allowed it. Forget about Chai V'Lavin. In a regular case, we should treat every case as Chai V'Lavin. And say the Asei doesn't go past Bia Rishona. That's Tosis' question. What is that question based on? What assumption? That even the Maskana, we're dealing with a kind of a Dechuya, not Hutra.
Why not Hutra? Because there is no second law. We don't have a question of the Yashnia.
You're answering or you're explaining the question?
Oh,
okay, good. No, I understand. Well, 100%, we'll get to that in a second. But the question is based on the assumption of Dechuya. Now we'll see whether the answer is Dochet or not. Yeshlomar, the Biashnia lo tzricha kra. And you don't need a pasuk to teach you this. The svarahu de lo amarachmanu yabo aleha legarsha achar bia rishona. Torah is not going to tell you, do yibum so that the next day you have to divorce her. Umikamako bia shnia lo dachya chayde lavin the rishusi. It is not a mitzvah. It's only a rishus. But like I say, ella the bia rishona. Now, does that sound to you like kutra? What Tosa is saying or not? Yes?
No.
I don't think so. Now look at Tosi Shanim. The Ode, we see everybody look at Tosi Shanim on the right side, with the Aleph. The Ode Shlomar, Shiny Hasam Debiya Rishona Lo Shari, Rak Ayidei Dechiya Salav. In the case of Chai V'Lavin, the only justification, because it's Chai V'Lavin, is Ase Doke Lo Sase, and therefore you only allow Biya Rishona. Aval Hocha, in a regular case of Eish HaSach, a regular case of Yibum, the Bia Rishona Haisa Beheter Gamor, Imkein Lo Tziva Kosov Li Kachena Lo Tziya Miyad Lachar Bia. That sounds like Utra. Tosfos Shonim is basically saying, how can you compare a regular Yibum with Eish HaSach, how can you compare that to Chai V'Lavin? Chai V'Lavin is an Iser, and this is Heter Gamor. What do you mean Heter Gamor? There's Eish HaSach, isn't there? No, not in a regular Yibum. Is that? B'mokom Yibum, there's no Eish HaSach. But what, what does Tosa's answer sound like? I don't think it sounds like Kosher at all. But what would it sound? I'll just add words to Tosa's. I'm not saying these words are correct, but they're in the ruach of what Tosas is saying. It's a kind, almost like a drachaha, darche, noam kind of a thing. Tosas says, what, the Torah is going to push you to be miyabim, this woman, and then divorce her the next day? Meaning it's draconian. It's not, it's, you know, you, if you want to accomplish the mitzvah of Yibum, and you want people to do it, right, then you can't demand a get from them the next day. But fundamentally, just one more second, but fundamentally, as opposed to a case of Chayvei Lavin, right, which isn't a typical case of Yibum to begin with, but fundamentally, is the assumption incorrect? No. For the Tos Yeshanim, the assumption is incorrect. So now I'm going to show you the flip side of all of that in just a second. Yeah?
I'm just puzzled by this whole Piri Shonah issue, because the whole thing is locking shame.
Right. So that's a Tosam Chafam Aleph that we've seen a bunch of times. Whether the mitzvah requires a pragmatic befoal, lahakim lak of shame, or roi, that's a Tosam Chafam Aleph. You're 100% right, but that's Tosam Chafam Aleph. The Meiri says, the Meiri has the best solution, just not everybody agrees with the Meiri. He says, we don't mean Bir Rishona, we mean the first one where there's a real possibility. Tosas says less, that's Tosas Chafamina. Okay, but I want to turn to Tosas Chafamina base for a minute. You'll see the flip side of all of this. So again, you have in Tosas and Tosas Shana, you have the two deos, right? Now, look at Tosas on Chaf Amud Beis, on the bottom of the page. Not the last one, but the second last one. Atu Biyashnia. This is where the Gemara discusses that Chai Be'Lavin, we only, Minat Torah, we permit Biyarishona, not Biyashnia. Right? But Midrabanan, Biyarishona, Atu Biyashnia, we said, do Chalitza better. Don't get involved. Correct? Okay. So Tosas says an amazing thing here. No, all right. Tosas starts off with a different issue, but we'll just read it very quickly. Lav davka nokat bia shnia, according to Tosas. Ta'afilu gemar bia rishona asur divama niknes bahara. Bahama matzalimimar gzeira atu gemar bia. The Rabban and other Rishonim disagree. I don't want to get into that. That's a different topic. Okay. Then he adds, and this is the main thing. The eilahatir bia shnia, this is the flip, this is the opposite problem. What was the problem we discussed a minute ago? How can you have a heter, be a shnia, in a regular case of Yibum? You should have said that the mitzvah is the only thing that justifies Yibum, and the mitzvah is over after be a rishona. Now the question is, it's a regular asid or chalos, I'll say, even though it's yesh bakares, right? But that's a special dispensation for mitzvah so bekach, the im kein, bitalta, mitzvah sibum, so it's asid ochalosa say, even though it's yesh bakares, but it's asid ochalosa say, therefore it shouldn't apply when there's no ase. That's what Tosas asking. Tosas basically gave a technical answer, namely, we're not going to force him to divorce her the next day. It just doesn't, you can't do that. But fundamentally, it's a good question, right? So that's what Tosas is saying. Why don't you treat every regular yibum like a chai be'lavin? Right? And Tosas saying Yenochan Ami Bat, and Tosas Shanim was saying, how can you compare these things? This is Hutra. Now Tosas is asking the opposite question. Here's the Gemara that says that Chai Be'Lavin only have a Heter Bia Rishona and not a Heter Bia Shnia. So Tosas is going to ask, why isn't there a Heter Bia Shnia? After all, doesn't the Torah say L'kachol Isha, which implies it's a Kinyan Ishus? So even if the Kinyan Ishus should go beyond the mitzvah. It's the parallel opposite question. Correct? So Tosa says, the Eilahatir Bia Shnia in Chai Be'Lavin. Before we wanted to restrict regular Yibum only to be a Rishona. Now we're saying, why are you restricting Chai Be'Lavin to be a Rishona? Extended to be a Shnia and beyond. Why? Mitan Dinasis Ishto L'chol Dabar. She's his wife. It doesn't continue to be Yibum, it continues to be Ishus. The Ein of Nasis, Tosas answers, De'ena nasis ki ishto elechid ashari below d'chia. Aval chai ve'lavin afil b'yarishona lo shari elemishim da'asi aseh v'dokin lo saseh. When it comes to chai ve'lavin, it's d'chuya. And d'chuya are going to be limited to b'yarishona. Then he says, "Apagav to the perikabol yivimto lo matzrich kra el ires viachakak esmana lios koin gadol." Avol nesa kodim shen esmana mashmel on tzorich kla sheyachol lekaima. What's he asking? The Gemara says on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph the following case: they have a koin, and he married an almana. Anything wrong with that?
No.
And not only that, but he's a very prestigious Kohen. Later on, after this all happened, he became the Kohen Gadol. Now what does he have to do? Does he have to divorce his wife? So the Gemara says, if he was only his Arusa, right, so the Zeres HaKasa that says he can continue to live. But if he was Nesua, the Gemara doesn't even think they need a Xeris HaKasa. It's obvious that he can continue to live with her. Hoil the history, because he married her Beheter, and only now, because he became Kohen Gadol, is there a problem. No one said he can't become Kohen Gadol because of this either. That's having a wife as an almana is not a disqualification for becoming a Kohen Gadol. That's an interesting thing, right? That's not so obvious. Okay. Neither of these are obvious. Oh. So what is supposed to say? Well, Torah Krashi Yochel Kaima Mishum Denasa Beheter. So he's asking the question. He's saying, well, but Kohen Gadol be Almana is a lav. Right? So how can he. It isn't a Yibum case. Right? But the point is that. What? That's an interesting way. It's an interesting point. It's an interesting way to look at it. Maybe that's one of the ways to formulate this. So Tosa says, Hasamnami Mishum the Beheter below Shum Dechias Iser Nesav. There really was Hutra. But not just Hutra, like we say, oh, there's a clash between a mitzvah and an iser. The question is it Dechuya, is it Hutra? When he married her, there was no iser at all. Ein cha Hutra gedola mizu. Right? Also, nami mishud de beheter, below shum tchias iser nasa. Aval hacha, be a rishona, lo shari, el mishud ase ase del chalos ase. The mitzvah damya, right? Dachya, sorry. The lav mitzvah, lo dachya. Right? This is aseh nachalos aseh. So then the question is, and what about the regular? Is that only chayv lav? Is that everything? That's the question. So here it's chayv lav. Everything, that's tosan chesun beis and tosan shani. Right? So basically, you can see what's going on here. One other example, just very quickly. Nun Gimel Amud Beis. No, not Nun Gimel. Nun Dalet Amud Beis, sorry. So Nun Dalet Amud Beis is the Gemara that really challenges the Iser Eish Asach in the other direction. But if you want the Gemara that tells you, isn't Eishas Ach looming every second, even during the Yibum process, that's the Gemara of, well, maybe you should need a Chalitza, maybe there should be no Matzah Brishasa, right? If you want a Gemara that's going to tell you that Iser Eishas Ach is very limited, and it doesn't apply at all, B'mokom, She'ein, Banim, etc., it's this Gemara here in Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Why? Gemara says as follows, very quickly. The Gemara says, "The Elanida Dixiva Gabe Eishasach." Lovely. We've seen this in another con 3, 6, Nine lines down on Nun Dalid Amud Beis. Kamar says, "Ela nida b'ksiva gabei shasach lamali likadravuna." Ravuna remes livam minatorim minayin. We'll see in a moment. The pasuk when it talks about Esrei Shasach compares it to Nida. What the Gemara wants to know: what does Nida have to do with Eshasach? These are two different institutions. So the Gemara says it's for Rav Huna. What's Rav Huna's idea? Rav Huna said remes livam minatorim minayin. So the Gemara says minayin, right? Hooksiv. You don't need Ramazim. There's a Parshas Kiseitze. It's very explicit, right? Yavama, Yavola. Ella Rebbe's Yavama Shasur B'chayi Bala Minayin. Ah. What they really want to know is, what if you have a sister-in-law after a divorce? That's a man divorces his wife. How do you know that his brother cannot marry her? Now let's assume for the moment, which I think the Rishonim do, that's what the Gemara didn't mean in all cases. It meant in a case where there are no children. I went to the Zveig where there are or aren't children. Right? But maybe the point is, without going into detail, I have a theory about it. When there are children, so the shame, Eshesach, doesn't go away so quickly. Because it's a remnant of the marriage. It's not like you could just blot it out. I mean, our living, breathing, legacy of this marriage. So the shame, Eshesach, when there are children, is something that's very difficult to close your eyes to. Right? But if there are no children, and there's a divorce, so maybe you could say the shame, Eshesach, is Paka.
Well, why do you talk to Roma in that case?
Sister-in-law. This would be a sister-in-law. Huh? Sister-in-law, or somebody who is omedes, would have been omedes l'yibam l'achar misa. You'll see the Ramban has that idea. So the Gemara says, "Haisvarehi midam." Well, you don't need a remez even for that, because midam rachmana l'achar misa spala shari. Since the Torah says that there's a heter, right? Yavama, right? Kashen banim l'achar misa b'chad b'chay bala asura. So the implication is that in other circumstances it would be prohibited. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Maybe after he dies and leaves her, there's an obligation, there's a mitzvah of Yibam. But, b'chai b'ayla, rishus, meaning there's no shame. This is a very critical Gemara. Right? The Gemara is discussing a very important question. There's no shame, Yisr, or there's no Yisr, Eshesach. Right? But there's no mitzvah, there's no Yisr. So we still have to understand why the Torah spells out the parsha of Yibam, even though, absent that, there's still a din. Inavi, malachar misas pala, in, right, b'chai b'ayla lo, in okanami it'll be osur, but not kares, but rather, lav abom b'chlal asay, lav abom b'chlal asay, there's yibum malachar misa, and shalo malachar misa, it's lav abom b'chlal asay. Therefore, on my crowd, Isha Sher Yikakas Isha Sachiv Midahi, that's the pasuk that they're bothered by. What do you mean, Ish Asher Yikach? That's Eishes Achiv. He's involved with his sister-in-law, Nida. She's a Nida. What do you mean? She's not Nida. What's the comparison? The answer is, B'chieshes Achiv Nidahi. Ela Kinida. Ma Nida Abba B'chieshla. Heter La'achar Mikan. B'shasi Sur B'kar. It's just because Nida's going to become Muteres. Doesn't mean that we anticipate her heter before it's time. Just because there will be a circumstance in which she'll be mutter, that doesn't spill over into the time when she's asur. That's the Gemara. Now this is a Gemara which certainly is trying to limit Eish Yisach, right? And seeing the Isra of Eish Yisach only under very circumstances. Even the Maskana, basically what we're saying is, Don't jump the gun with Yibum. Don't let Yibum impact on Eishes Ach. What impression do you get? That Eishes Ach applies even the Makom Yibum? No, the Gemara needs a reference, a remez, to Nida, to tell you that you shouldn't let Yibum have too much impact on Eishes Ach. So if there's any Gemara that's going to imply Hutra, right, it's this Gemara. So if you look at the Tosas, what's fascinating is, Tosas says, Ela remez li'ivam ha-shasur b'chayim b'ayla minaralan, ikivin d'shari rachmana achar misa, since there's a heter yibam lachar misa, says Tosas, ain't smar lomer da sira b'chayim b'ayla. It doesn't make sense to think that there's an Isar b'chaye b'ala, meaning there can't be such a big contrast. The Lomas Tabar Shreyabha Kosov Lomar doesn't seem like the Pasuk was going to tell you the Asi Ase Vedocha Losa Se Sheish Bakares Ilav the Muchach Kura Behedja. Basically what Tosas says is, to explain the Gemara, what a radical Havamina it is, Tosas says, unless there's going to be Exerza Kosov, we wouldn't know what. What we do know, Lamaskana. What do we know, Lamaskana? That Ase is Doche Losa Se Sheish Bakares in the case of Yibum and Eshetach. Is that true? Yes. According to Tosas, it's true. That's exactly what Tosas said on Gimel Amud Beis, Dalet Amud Aleph, Hey Amud Beis, Ches Amud Beis, and so on. If you think that normally Yibum is Doche, Yisr Eshetach, Apo Pishyesh Bakares, because Mitzvasa Bekach, right, V'yesh Shalabatel, you know, Inyan Yibum, then this Gemara has to say 180. All this Gemara is, of course, it's only the Havamina. But the Havamina is 180 degrees. It's the exact opposite of the Maskana. What is the Maskana? This Remez. The Remez teaches you not just that there's no extended impact of Yibum backwards, unmitigating, that's downplaying Eshetach. But the opposite is true. Even when Yibum works, it's only Midin. But it's late already, so we'll stop here. But if you look at the Ramban Alatar, the Ramban is exactly the opposite problem. The Ramban says this Gemara seems to say Hutra to such an extent that it's hard to understand why even an Islandis and a Saris, right, where there's no possibility of Lahak and Shame be Israel, but as long as there's no children, maybe you should still think that Eshesach doesn't answer. Or what about the Gemara says that, you know, Achid Shaloi, Yabolamo, Kiyesu Achid Yachta, like we discussed in the beginning of the year. Right? Only when the brothers coexist. But if he's born, if one of the brothers is born after the Misa of the Baal, there's no Dinibum. So the Ramban says, this Gemara makes it hard to understand that. Because there's Zika Yibum, right? She's a Yabama. So good, so he doesn't have, you know, the possibility of doing Yibum. But why should there be Eshesach? There's no Eshesach in these cases, are there? The Ramban ends up saying the Hutra depends on there being a Havamina of the Hutra in this Gemara, B'chaye, you know, Ha-Habal, Achar Gerushin, it's only with somebody who would have the ability to do Yibum had it been Lachar Misa. That's the Ramban's concession. Two very different perspectives on the normal din of Yibum and Eshesach. Okay, next week we'll continue with the Gemara Daf Yudah Amud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish.